Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Zeros TV and another monthly update with Ivan Čosević from Breakout Point. Ivan, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thanks for having me, Max. Nice to see you again in 2022.
Great to see you in this new year. Well, that's one of the things we started out doing in 2021 that I'm excited to continue with here in 2022. And that's having you on to give a monthly update of what Breakout Point has been tracking in developments in the activist short selling world, and increasingly as well in the retail trading world as those universes collide with each other. Traditionally, it has been the short sellers versus the retail traders. But in January, with broader market weakness, it seems like those worlds are actually combining and maybe aligning their interests a little bit.
That's a good observation, Max. And actually, we did have a number of factors that I think contributed to this. So basically, retail investors accepting or embracing short selling more than before. So one of the factors is basically popular retail teams going down a lot, so such as ARK ETF or some OG meme stocks such as AMC, GME, or popular narratives such as EVs or SPACs down are broadly down. And I think many retail investors are basically looking at the charts, seeing all this weakness and realizing, okay, there is some opportunity on the short side as well. Interesting development is also on ETF side. So we have seen what we call kind of first meme ETF or meme short, which came from kind of unexpected place. So short ARK ETF that made many rounds on Wall Street Bets, and many got excited about it and realized better how this offers some hedging opportunities for many and so on. So basically, these are some developments that we have seen, and there is much more really on our, based on our estimates, much more of put talk than before, and it is much more balanced for options trader in retail world with the call talk. So call talk has been traditionally dominating, seeing put talk now not maybe equal, but also not that far from call talk. Call talk among retail investors is amazing development for us. Last but not the least, in these days we are seeing a lot of inverse Cramer, Jim Cramer ETF talk. So let's see, maybe there is some another short ETF in the making there.
Well, he definitely, I believe he literally poured gasoline on the short ARK fire on his show. So I'm sure that had something to do with it. And then we saw ARK squeeze right back up.
The ARK Innovation Fund is listing down 30% for the year. See, this is my ARK Innovation, right? And it had another drubbing today. If you think it's headed further down, the cynical geniuses who prey on investors in the form of ETFs have come up with a way to bet against Cathie Wood herself. It's called the Tuttle Capital Short Innovation ETF. Its symbol is SARK, S-A-R-K, and it literally shorts whatever Cathie goes long. It's frankly too cruel even for me. But man, I want to think of the SARK ETF as the scotch that happened to be my parents' choice. SARK, as in Cuddy SARK. Yep, you can buy some SARK and hedge your position. If you're worried this correction will continue, then stay the course in the stocks that are holding up, and then you use this thing to bet against the growth stocks that are the center of the blast radius. YARK! Now, I don't want this to turn to some kind of claymation death match like we saw a year ago today with GameStop, where the longs literally set out to crush a bunch of short-selling hedge funds. When you're picking stocks, please don't make it personal. That said, I need you to remember that what's going on here now, the Fed could be tougher than expected. Jay is not trying to bring down the ARK. He's not trying to sink it. It's simply collateral damage from his fight to get inflation under control. I've been in this business for 40 years, and I can tell you that these growth stocks are the ones that get hit hardest in a tightening cycle. So here's the bottom line. Now you know how to bet with Powell if you think that Jay Powell wants to destroy the economy. You pour the SARK over the ARK, and you bet that they all drown, and no one gets out alive.
related to that put talk versus call talk, oftentimes with the calls, it's individual names that people are talking about, calls on a specific company. When you look at the put talk, is it finding its way to individual names, or are they still looking at, not that you would buy puts on the short ARK ETF, but are they looking at puts on ETFs, puts on indices, or are they actually looking at individual companies, which maybe they had been buying calls on before?
I would say it's more on the ETF side, and we do see a lot on SPY, so S&P 500 ETF. We see a lot of balance there, but we are also seeing more put talk just on some specific names being thrown around, and you know, it's something that we haven't seen definitely in January last year when it was basically non-existent.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I think is interesting is we started out actually talking about the retail traders today. Normally, we start with the short sellers and all the action that has come out in terms of new reports, but there haven't really been that many reports. It's been a slow January. How many reports have you tracked that fit into your major report breaking category?
Sure. So it has been a slow start, and we have seen in January seven new major short calls and reports, and this compares to 17 in January 2021. So that's significantly less, and part of the reasons lie in these overall market weakness. I think Scorpion Capital was on Zeros recently, talked to you, and mentioned how they actually hate this environment. Maybe you can recap why is that? Because I think that reflects very well the sentiment at many activist short sellers.
Well, I think it's pretty interesting to highlight, you know, seven reports this January versus 17 last year. So in both scenarios, when the market is crashing and when the market is ripping higher, short sellers are worried about getting squeezed and the risk of a short squeeze. And nobody really wants to be chasing names lower, because a lot of times, as we've seen in environments like this and in regular environments, you're really unsure whether the report is going to result in the stock selling off, or sometimes the stock squeezing in your face, in the face of the short seller. And so When a name you've been doing work on is down 30, 40, sometimes even 50% over the course of a month or two, short sellers are reticent to go out there with that research in spite of all the hard work they've put into it. And I think that's exactly what you saw in terms of reports coming out. But in spite of that, some people did still publish. So I'm interested to hear what worked, what didn't, and what activist short sellers are braving these waters.
Indeed. So coming back then to what has been published, indeed. So seven new major reports, as I mentioned. I would like to maybe highlight three of those. First, it is a report by Bleaker Research. So Bleaker Research basically reactivated their activist short selling research last year, achieved quite a good deal of success last year. And this year, already January, they published their first report. So it's on Chinese US listed company Daqo Energy, and they published some very heavy allegations. The stock comparably didn't react so much. I believe it's down about 7% at the time as we speak, but the allegations are heavy, also relate to some forced labor by parties that are related to Daqo Energy. So we are interested to see how that further develops.
Yeah, and as well, I mean, they came out with that report sort of right before we saw this recent squeeze higher, certainly right in the face of the storm there. Who else came out with reports besides Bleecker Street?
Spruce Point, so very active activist publishing on TaskUs. So that was very interesting, as actually the upper downside price target of Spruce Point has been reached basically within minutes of publishing of reports. So stock quickly plummeted more than 25%, and 25% downside has been upper target of Spruce Point. So that has certainly been the quickest one to reach so far in 2022 the price target, and let's see if anyone achieves similar success, at least in that term.
Well, some of the short reports from last year obviously have not been spared during this broader market sell-off. You track, I think it was, over 100 reports that came out last year. How did last year's targets fare in January?
Yeah, so they did went further down. I believe at the end of the year, on average, 2021 short report, or the shares in focus of short reports, were down about 42%. Now, as we speak, they are down about 50%. So they further declined. But this decline comparably maybe did slow down compared to Q4 when they were maybe leading the pack on the short side.
So what is happening with the short targets has sort of maybe spread out to the broader market. And we're seeing, I think, a good benchmark that a lot of people were comparing baskets of activist short seller to was ARK. Was it better to choose the stock selection of the activist short seller, or to just let Kathy do the stock selecting for you and just short ARK? And at least in 2021, the short sellers did provide some alpha over that ARK basket. But since January, it looks like ARK and some of the other names outside of the ARK basket have started to catch up.
Indeed, so on this very short time sample of January, that has been the case, and ARK did, so to say, catch up and overtook the short target. But again, the many short targets did already lose a lot in share prices and did went down a lot. So it is also partly, at least, expected development.
All right. Well, I know that there are a couple of names that we actually talked about on Zeros that have started to feel some pressure. One in particular was J Capital Research, and there have also been some interesting developments beyond just the share price. What happened there with Faraday Future and J Capital's research there?
Yeah, the Faraday Future. J Capital did publish a report and also talked on Zeros on Chopping Block about Faraday Future in October last year, I believe. And the latest development there is that actually chairman of this EV startup stepped down based on internal investigations that concluded basically investors might have been misled about pre-orders. And this is vindication basically for J Capital Research, also in terms of share prices, which are now down about 50% since J Capital talked to you on a Chopping Block.
Yeah, that one was quite perplexing. I mean, you had a founder who is banned from capital markets in China, yet listing his company on the NASDAQ. And obviously, we follow everything that we publish here on Zeros very closely, especially on the days it goes out. And the market seemed to shrug that one off. But since then, it looks like the research that J Capital put out has since caught up with them. So always interesting to see how things move over time. Well, let's look forward to February. We're a few days into February. I don't know if we've had any activist short reports published, but what are you looking forward to in the month of February? And then we can look forward a little bit further to the rest of 2022.
Yeah, so we have seen now at the very start of February a first report, actually Fuzzy Panda, so anonymous publisher, published on one EV stock, published at very unusual moment because the stock did plunge in the pre-market already before the report due to some fundamental news about the stock. So very much interested to see how that one further develops, and in terms of new topics and what short sellers might be looking at. I think it will be to some extent extension of previous years, so probably a lot of specs and again, a never-ending China hustle pool of new ideas. But we do also expect to see some new narratives, some new ideas popping up. That's usually is the case, that throughout the year a new narrative takes over and activist short sellers get particularly successful in it, which motivates then further players from the area to investigate in similar stocks in peers and find out find new ideas from the area. So let's see, what will that be? It might be too early for us to judge on that.
Yeah, and what about those retail traders? Do you think that this infatuation with short selling has legs, or do you think they'll find themselves back to being long biased as soon as the market gives them the heads up?
Yeah, I think it's less about them stopping to be longer biased. I do expect them to have this bias still, but. Again, them embracing short selling and not always criticizing it and embracing it via their trading activities, I think, is also there to stay. Retail investor has been evolving throughout the time, so we have seen different narratives, different topics. They are, you know, experimental. They like to try, and as long as they continue to find short opportunities, they will be ready to embrace that, even on persistent or on persistent basis, or on occasional and semi-regular basis.
All right, Ivan. Well, thank you so much for coming back on. Maybe the market will provide us a little bit more fodder, more reports for us to discuss next time, but looking forward to talking to you again in a month.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Max. Bye-bye.